The Republican National Convention ends tonight in Cleveland with a big speech by the party's presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Of course, Trump wasn't Alaska's first choice. Ted Cruz won the state's GOP vote in March. APRN's Liz Ruskin talked to some of the 28 delegates at the convention today to gauge how they feel about Trump and Cruz now.
John Moeller of Juneau is a Cruz delegate. Going into the convention, he wasn't sure he could fully back Trump. But Moeller says that changed.
It's a gradual migration there, but 100% on board now.
Moeller says as the convention progressed, he got a better feel for who Trump is. That was one piece of his conversion.
The importance of unity amongst our party is critical. That helped me get a little closer, and just the events and the speakers, including Mr. Trump, over the course of the last 3 days has helped me get there.
Here's a sign that his transformation is complete. Moeller says he's extremely disappointed. Cruz blew the opportunity to endorse Trump from the convention stage Wednesday night. Instead, Cruz urged people to vote their conscience, which drew loud boos. Judy Ellidge of Anchorage was an ardent Cruz champion, but is now on board the Trump train, too. She's of two minds when it comes to Cruz's non-endorsement. It makes sense, Ellidge says, after all the insults Trump hurled earlier in the campaign.
But I wish he had said, at least I'm going to support the Republican nominee. But he didn't, and to me, Mr. Cruz is a man of principles. He is not going to endorse someone that has talked about his father, his mother. He's just not going to do it.
But even on the final day of the convention, some of the Alaskans still wrestled with their doubts about Trump.
I just don't see him as being a consistent conservative Republican type candidate. I think he would have been a fantastic candidate for the Democrat Party.
Jesse Klutz of Anchor Point sounds like a guy still hoping for another option, but he knows for sure he won't vote for Hillary Clinton.
If you buy into the there's only two people that you have a choice of, then I'm going to pull the lever for Donald Trump.
And are you convinced that there are just two people?
That seems to be the case.
And then there are those who embraced Trump from the get-go, like Delegate Doyle Holmes of Willow. He was on the convention floor for the dramatic Cruz speech. Holmes says Cruz seemed to be building to a big endorsement.
And I thought, well, he's going to do it. And then he didn't. And he actually went ahead and said the final words of the speech. And that's when the boo came, and it was very loud. That was a boo heard around the world last night, I'll guarantee you.
Were you among the booers?
Yes, instantly.
The Cruz speech was the low point of the convention for Holmes. His high point? Snapping a photo of a favorite celebrity, Fox News host Megyn Kelly. Reporting from Cleveland, I'm Liz Ruskin.